Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And tonight we're going to begin with music of Hildegard of Bingen from a CD, A Feather on the Breath of God, performed by Gothic Voices. We'll hear three selections from that CD in just a moment. Also, music of John Dowland, three pieces from his last collection of pieces, A Pilgrim's Solace with Emma Kirkby, soprano, and Anthony Rulli on lute. And there's also consort music of English composer Orlando Gibbons, late Elizabethan, early Jacobean composer, and possibly, with time permitting, the Hilliard Ensemble with something completely different from the early 90s, actually. This was all the rage, this particular album there, joined by John Gabarick, who plays saxophone. You're going to hear some early liturgical music for voices and saxophone. Something different. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's begin with the music of Hildegard. Hildegard writes, "Listen, there was once a king sitting on his throne. Around him stood great and wonderfully beautiful columns, ornamented with ivory, bearing the banners of the king with great honor. Then it pleased the king to raise a small feather from the ground, and he commanded it to fly. The feather flew, not because of anything in itself, but because the air bore it along. Thus am I a feather on the breath of God." That is how one of the most remarkable creative personalities of the Middle Ages describes herself, Hildegard of Bingen. She was destined to become the most celebrated woman of her age as a visionary, naturalist, playwright, poetess, and composer. In 1141, having succeeded as abbess, she saw tongues of flame descend from the heavens and settle upon her. Thereafter, she devoted herself to a life of intense and passionate creativity. Among her literary works, she produced two books on natural history and medicine, and a morality play, The Order of the Virtues, which predates all other works in that genre by some hundreds of years. Her book on visions, Scivias, occupied her for 10 years between 1141 and 1151. The recording which I'm going to play from draws upon Hildegard's large collection of music and poetry, the Symphonia, as she calls them, the Symphony of the Harmony of Celestial Revelations, which she continued to enlarge and enrich throughout her life. It contains some of the finest songs ever written in the Middle Ages, and a number of the most elaborate. The sequences are recorded here for the first time. This is a CD by Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page, and we're going to hear three selections by Hildegard of Bingen, Columba Aspexit, O Jerusalem, and O Ecclesia.
Tenebrous respect.
And you've been listening to music of Hildegard of Bingen from a CD called A Feather on the Breath of God, Sequences and Hymns. We heard three of them, Columba, Aspexit, O Jerusalem, and O Ecclesia, performed by Gothic Voices, with Emma Kirkby soprano featured in the first two of those selections. And this particular recording won the Gramophone Record Award in 1983 as the best of the year in the early music, medieval and Renaissance category. And a little afternote as well, Hildegard was officially made a saint of the Catholic Church in May of 2012, May 10th, 2012. Benedict XVI made her a saint and doctor of the Church, meaning that her teachings are recommended doctrine. She had been locally recognized as a saint, and also the English Church recognized her right along, but it became official in Rome in 2012, Hildegard of Bingen. And there are many recordings of her work. This one by Gothic Voices is one of my favorites because it also includes the great voice of Emma Kirkby. But Sequentia, I think they've recorded nearly everything, if not everything, that Hildegard wrote from her sequences. Also the Order of the Virtues, which I mentioned earlier, their great morality plays on Deutsche Harmonia Mundi by Sequentia. And we've played many of Sequentia's recordings of Hildegard's, and we'll do that in the future as well. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, and thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not a member, you can remedy that by going to our website, wwfm.org, clicking on donate/renew and becoming a member. And thank you very much if you do that. I was mentioning a moment ago of Emma Kirkby joining Gothic Voices. Let's hear Emma Kirkby now teaming up with lutenist Anthony Rulli. They used to play together in the Consort of Music, and Anthony Rulli was also her husband for a spell. We're going to hear from this CD the English Orpheus music of John Dowland. Three selections from his last collection of pieces, A Pilgrim's Solace from 1612, his last work to appear in print, and represents the quiet contemplation of old age, looking back on a fruitful creative life. Dowland includes, to add depth to this perspective, some pieces he first composed about 20 years before, Shall I Strive with Words to Move, for example, from the mid-1590s, when it was also known as Henry Knowles' Galliard. Knoll, a young court blade, was championing Dowland's cause, and he was Elizabeth's favorite dancer of the Galliard. She called him Bonnie Boots because of his flashy footwork. Knoll was well placed to introduce Dowland to court. Sadly, nothing came of this connection, for Knoll died aged 27 in 1597, leaving Dowland without a personal introduction. In using this song for the 1612 set, Dowland must have been reviewing his life as a series of lost opportunities. We're going to hear Shall I Strive. It'll be the second piece. The first piece, Stay Time, and then we will conclude with Thou Mighty God, which is Dowland's true swan song, an encomium to patience. This work, which calls upon biblical models, stands supreme among lute songs of this period in breadth and stature. Here is soprano Emma Kirkby, and she's teaming up, as I said, with Anthony Rulli on lute. And here are three selections of John Dowland from his last collection, A Pilgrim's Solace.
Stay, time, ahoy, thy flying. Stay and pity me dying. For fates and friends have left me, and of comfort bereft me. Come, come, close thine eyes, better to die blessed than to live thus distressed. To whom shall I complain when thus friends do disdain me? 'Tis time that must befriend me, drowned in sorrow to end me. Come, come, close mine eyes, better to die blessed than to live thus distressed.
Thank you.
Comfort, comfort.
Three pieces by John Dowland from his last set of works. The Pilgrim's Solace from 1612, and from that we heard Stay Time, Shall I Strive, and Thou Mighty God. The soprano was Emma Kirkby, and Anthony Rulli on lute and Ophirion. Songs for voice and lute of John Dowland from a CD called The English Orpheus on the Virgin label, here on Distant Mirror on the Classical Network, WWFM. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. We're going to hear next some consort music by Orlando Gibbons. His dates 1583 to 1625. Late Elizabethan, early Jacobean composer. Between 1506 and 1598, he sang in the choir of King's College, Cambridge, where his brother Edward was the master of choristers. James I appointed Orlando gentleman of the Chapel Royal, where he served as an organist from at least 1615 until his death. In 1623, he became senior organist at the Chapel Royal. He also held positions as keyboard player in the Privy Chamber of the Court of Prince Charles, later to become Charles I, and organist at Westminster Abbey. He died at the age of 41 in Canterbury of apoplexy, and a monument to him was built in Canterbury Cathedral. He is known mainly as a keyboard composer. 45 keyboard pieces of his exist. Also, there are madrigals of Silver Swan being the most famous of that. We play that by Alfred Deller from time to time. Also some verse anthems, but also a consort, a composer of consort music, 30 fantasias, in fact, for viols. We're going to hear from a CD now called Consorts for Viols by Orlando Gibbons with the group Phantasm. We're going to hear three dances and divisions, a pavane, a galliard, and a piece which was very well known, performed by several composers of that day, Go From My Window. Here is Phantasm, music of Orlando Gibbons.
Thank you. Thank you.
Three selections by Orlando Gibbons. Consort Music, we heard a Pavana Galliard and a piece called Go From My Window, performed there by Phantasm, Lawrence Dreyfus, Wendy Gillespie, Jonathan Manson, and Marco Leolahan Mikola. And they were joined by Susanna Pell and Asako Morikawa, consort of viols. Music of Orlando Gibbons on Distant Mirror. We're going to conclude with a selection from a CD called Officium, which was an album by Norwegian saxophonist Jan Gabrik, who joined forces with the early music vocal group The Hilliard Ensemble, and this was released in 1994, and the album was recorded at a monastery in Austria. It's something completely different from what you probably are used to hearing when you hear the Hilliard Ensemble, but they're always on the cutting edge, as it were. Reviewer Richard Gunnell says, the voices sometimes develop in overwhelming waves, and Gabrik rides their crest, his soprano saxophone soaring in the monastery acoustic, or he underscores the voices almost unobtrusively, echoing the voices, finding ample room to move around the modal harmonies, yet applying his sound sparingly. We'll let you be the judge. This is something really different. I wish we had time for more, but we are almost out of time. So I'm going to play one piece from this now, and I will play more next week, and that is a promise. In fact, I'll lead next week with more selections from this album, Officium. Ave Mari Stella, the piece by Guillaume Dufay. We're going to hear that now. music of Guillaume Dufay, Ave Maristella, performed there by the Hilliard Ensemble, joined by soprano saxophonist Jan Gabrik from a CD called Officium, something a little different. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to begin with this CD next week. We'll play several more selections from it. If you enjoyed it, you're in for more of a treat. Until next week at the same time, I've been your host for Distant Mirror, Alan Kelly. Until then, Salus et Vita.